Research about sex throughout history, workshops on understanding men, and lessons about 19th century undergarments. These are just a few of the topics being discussed at this year's Romance Writers of America Conference, now underway at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square. WNYC arts critic Carolina Miranda has attended the conference along with some 2,000 romance authors, agents, and editors. And she joins us now to talk about what she's learned. Good morning, Carolina.
Good morning.
So some of the workshops at the conference are entitled Not Another Sex Scene and Hips Don't Lie. It seems there's a lot of flesh in today's romance literature. So I guess sex still sells.
Sex definitely still sells. It's not the giggly, flirty Jane Austen level of stuff. It's a lot more graphic these days. And there are companies like Harlequin that have lines with names like Blaze that offer very racy books where, you know, there's no euphemistic dealing with sex. But I think it's also important to note that there's also G-rated romance, and a lot of these are geared at the Christian market. They're referred to as inspirational. And if there is sex, it's alluded to and it's in marriage.
Okay. All right. Now, you spoke with some of the authors at the conference about the projects they're working on. Let's take a listen.
My project is a book called A Rogue in Sheep's Clothing.
And it's about a woman who breaks up with her non-committal boyfriend, goes off to a Costa Rican surf camp, and falls in love with her hot surf instructor.
Who puts a chastity belt on her, and now he has the key, and he's in charge. So it's very sexy, little kinky.
There's always sex, and it's hot and it's good.
That was Alpha Hearn, Susan Colon, Shoshana Evers, and Mala Valak. You know, it seems like a very lively scene over there. Who attends the conference and why?
Well, it's a lot of authors who are there to sharpen their skills, and then book publishing companies looking for new talent. And they're attending conferences. There's rooms full of swag, lots of bookmarks with naked abs on them, chocolate, wine, cucumber sandwiches, and then lots and lots of workshops where you can do things like I attended one yesterday on the body language of flirtation. So I now know what men and women do in their body language when they're flirting.
Now, you know, the publishing industry, like many industries, is going through some tough times. But romance is one of the few bright spots in publishing. It accounts for almost $1.4 billion in sales every year. Why is that?
Well, I think, first of all, it's a popular category, but also because they've just been out on the forefront on the digital phenomenon. They were one of the first publishers to jump on the ebook bandwagon. Harlequin, for example, has a whole imprint devoted exclusively to digital publishing. And there's also a wide gamut of subcategories. People think of romance as just romance, as bodice rippers, but there's thrillers, there's suspense, there's military, there's law enforcement, there's lots of romance with vampires. So there's really just a wide gamut of stories available.
Yeah, this type of fiction is frequently derided for its formulaic nature and the sherbet-colored book cover art. But what do you think about romance writing?
Well, I mean, like all books, there's good and there's dreadful. I'm reading one of the latter right now that involves Navy SEALs and this somewhat.
Wait,
like,
is this
unlikely
for research or is this for personal pleasure?
No, this is research. Okay. Research. but it's kind of dreadful, and the stories are highly unlikely. But I've read some others that are quite good, and they're about women trying to get ahead and be independent and, you know, make it in work and in love. And they cover the wide range of human existence, and they also address a lot of contemporary issues, whether it's the war in Iraq or the environment or a number of current topics. So I think because it's women's fiction, it tends to be derided a little bit. You know, it's like nobody's ever embarrassed to carry a Tom Clancy book around. But, you know, there's a different feeling about romance.
Right. All right. Well, thanks so much, Carolina.
Thank you.
WNYC arts critic Carolina Miranda on this year's Romance Writers of America Conference, now underway at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square. To hear more stories from the conference and to see pictures, click on culture at WNYC.org.